Hi, I'm Rina Esmail, and I'm the composer of the next piece. Even though I was born and raised in the United States and most of my training has been in Western classical music, I am Indian, and my parents are from India. And so there was always a part of me that really wanted to explore Indian music. And I didn't have the chance until this year when I finally sort of started to delve into the art. And I noticed that a lot of elements of Indian music are actually very complementary to the music of the West. And there are things that are not mutually exclusive. They can be combined. So one thing I noticed is that Indian music emphasizes melody. And there are these short melodic fragments that are combined together to create beautiful and complex melodies. And because Indian music is primarily a solo art, they're not really bound in time. The singer is free to improvise and do whatever they choose with the melody. Whereas in Western classical music, we emphasize more the counterpoint between melodies, so sometimes they are not as flexible. And so in the first and last sections of this piece, you'll hear that I've tried to combine counterpoint, as a loose sense of counterpoint, with these flowing melodies that weave in and out of each other. Also, Indian music uses drone as a way to center the composition. So usually the drone is on the tonic note and it remains that way throughout the piece. Whereas in Western music, we move around a lot tonally. And so in the middle section of this composition, you'll hear drones that are being held by the strings, and there are sometimes different notes that are implied to imply that the drone isn't always the tonic note. It changes tonality as you hear different notes come in and out. And finally, one of the things that I really love about the Indian teaching tradition is you'll study a rag or a scale for maybe 6 months, and during that time you'll learn how to improvise and create these subtle melodic patterns through a series of these ancient compositions called bandish, and you'll learn many of them. And as I was studying Indian classical music, I came across this one bandish that was so beautiful that I wanted to just excerpt it in the composition. So I'm actually, even though I'm really not a singer, I'm going to sing it for you. So, bandish the G. Janana janana tori baje pejaniya lachaka lachaka tori chale mohaniya janana janana tori baje pejaniya nena basiri savari surat lipata tadadi ma kanna mukhavaiya janana janana tori baje pejaniya. So that's how the tune goes. You'll hear it excerpted in the composition. So I'd especially like to thank these performers. They've done a fabulous job of preparing this piece. I'm so honored that they've spent this much time rehearsing and getting to know my piece. It'll run about 9 minutes, so I hope you enjoy. Thank you very much.